This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
He helped the U.S. in Afghanistan, only to die here.
The tragedy is, like, unfathomable.
Yet another steamy day.
The heat, it's kind of excessive.
An Alzheimer's game changer.
It slows the decline by about 6 months.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. We begin with the story of a father of four who served as an interpreter for U.S. troops in Afghanistan, then escaped the Taliban to move his family here for a better life, only to become a victim of gun violence sweeping the country. Jeremy Malone says she helped Ahmad Yar relocate to Pennsylvania.
His children were the most important thing to him. He brought them here because he wanted them to be safe.
After he was robbed at gunpoint in Philadelphia, the family moved to Alexandria, Virginia, where Yar was gunned down after a late-night lift shift. Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Butler worked with Yar in Afghanistan.
You just don't have words to describe how you feel about somebody who's given so much to this country, not even as a citizen, then comes here, experiences some of the worst behavior that our country has to offer.
Surveillance video shows four boys running from the scene of the deadly shooting, one shouting, "You killed him." Now to the heat. Every day this week, the average temperature on Earth has been the hottest ever recorded. Today, it will get above 90 in 31 states. Correspondent Manuel Bojorquez reports from one of them, Florida.
They're used to the heat, just not like this.
It's toasty.
Even by Miami standards.
By Miami standards.
According to Miami-Dade County records, in 1970, there were 84 days when the mercury edged past 90 degrees. Last year, that number soared to 133.
You can see it's hotter, you know, throughout the year.
The mix of brutal heat and humidity has been felt across the country, from Arizona to Buffalo, New York.
It's too hot.
In Maine, firefighters are bracing for an increase in heat-related emergency calls.
None of us that live in Maine are used to this kind of heat.
This trend is not going to reverse on its own.
Scientist Amy Clement with the University of Miami says the heat waves are becoming even more serious the warmer the planet gets.
Dangerous levels actually occur for longer periods of time.
Some parts of the country could reach 120 degrees next week. The U.S. is making another major show of support for Ukraine in the form of weaponry. CBS's Holly Williams is at the foreign desk.
U.S. officials have confirmed to CBS News that an announcement's expected today that the U.S. will supply Ukraine with cluster munitions, reportedly thousands of them. It comes as Ukraine tries to break through Russian lines in its counteroffensive. Now, why is this controversial? Well, cluster bombs break apart midair and scatter smaller munitions over a wide area. Some of them don't explode initially, and they pose a deadly threat to civilians after the fighting, sometimes years later. The Pentagon claims the cluster munitions the U.S. is considering sending have a very low dud rate, making that threat much lower.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in Beijing, where she met with China's number two in command today,
Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer is in the Chinese capital.
America is not prepared to back down on some of the things that China is most angry about, notably export controls that would block the sale to China of some of the most sophisticated chip technology with perhaps military applications on national security grounds.
There is new hope for people with Alzheimer's. The FDA has fully approved a drug that can slow cognitive decline by about 6 months. CBS News chief medical correspondent, Dr. John LaPook.
Lecanemab is given intravenously, costs more than $26,000 a year, and will be covered by Medicare. Researchers say it's not a cure and cannot restore memories. Still, for patients like 79-year-old Susie Mitchell, the drug is providing something that's hard to quantify. Hope.
I want to maintain a good life. I do not wish to be dependent.
A bizarre twist in a missing persons case in Texas that wasn't what it seemed.
Rudy Farias was 17 years old when his mother reported him missing in March 2015. A week ago, he was found lying on the ground outside of a Houston church. Police are now saying they don't believe Farias went missing at all. Lieutenant Christopher Zamora.
Rudy returned home the following day on March 8th. 2015. The mother, Janie, continued to deceive police by remaining adamant that Rudy was still missing.
No false report charges filed so far. Farias's aunts believe their sister is guilty.
She's always been manipulative. She's a very greedy person.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
This is sentencing day for a white nationalist who targeted Latinos during a mass shooting that killed 23 people at a Walmart in El Paso 4 years ago. Witnesses, survivors, and family members faced him in court this week.
He's a pathetic piece of trash.
I don't forgive him. I don't think he deserves anyone's forgiveness.
Patrick Crucius has already agreed to 90 consecutive life terms. He could still be sentenced to death on pending state charges. Some tourists in New York City got the scare of their lives when their double-decker sightseeing bus crashed into the back of a city bus in Manhattan.
The impact felt like it was almost an earthquake. The whole bus was rattling and shaking. I just saw glass everywhere for a second. I saw blood.
Police say about 40 people were injured, most suffering from cuts, bruises, and suspected fractures. The cause of the crash is under investigation. California has reached a deal to phase out semis that belch carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert has the details.
Truck makers agreed to stop selling diesel big rigs in California after 2036. In return, California eased up some rules covering those trucks. It will likely mean the sale of more electric semis, as well as those powered by hydrogen fuel cells. This deal only applies to California, but other states often follow suit.
And happy anniversary to Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter. The former president and first lady are marking their 77th today, extending their record as the longest married first couple ever. 98-year-old Mr. Carter's been in home hospice care since February. His 95-year-old wife suffers from dementia. The newest NBA sensation is telling his side of the Britney Spears story. Victor Wembanyama tells ESPN a crowd tried to follow him into a restaurant in Las Vegas.
There was one person who was calling me, sir, and grabbed me from behind. I just know that the security pushed her away. I don't know with how much force.
He says he didn't find out who it was until hours later.
First I was like, no, you're joking. I didn't know because I never saw her face.
Spears claims Wemby's security guard slapped her so hard her glasses fell off. She says she's waiting for an apology. Taylor Swift is speaking again in her own words.
Now go stand in the corner and think about what you did.
The third of six albums she's re-recording dropped at midnight.
The story starts when it was hot and it was summer and...
All 14 songs on Speak Now are written by Swift, including scathing new lyrics for Better Than Revenge. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, July 7th, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special, tomorrow on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst,
certified financial planner and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.